This is St. Louis Public Radio. After protesters shut down Interstate 64 Tuesday night, police arrested them en masse. Nearly 150 protesters went to jail Tuesday night after blocking traffic on Interstate 64. Among them was the Reverend Starsky Wilson, head of the Deaconess Foundation and former member of the Ferguson Commission. That commission set guidelines for how the region could solve disparities in how policing and judicial policy are applied. Wilson and others say the protest aims to compel Mayor Lyda Crewson and other leaders to take action on those goals. St. Louis Public Radio's Willis Ryder Arnold spoke with Wilson about the region's emerging civil rights fight and Tuesday night's events.
So what do actions like this mean for you?
Ultimately, what this means for me is that this is a broadening movement for the affirmation of Black life, a broadening movement for police accountability, a broadening movement that is getting ever more diverse, richer, diversity in age, socioeconomic status, race, gender, and is led by more and more people of different generations.
What are your impressions of the last 3 weeks' worth of protests?
People are reacting and responding to lip service that has been given by many civic and regional leaders to the Ferguson Uprising, to the Ferguson Commission report, to the 3,000 citizens who engaged in the civic engagement process that created the Ferguson Commission report, and folks who thought they could kind of run out the clock on that process and not pay attention to it are now being reminded that the community hasn't forgotten.
How do you see people being in the streets now as a continuum of that work?
Well, to be clear, the Ferguson Commission was a response to the uprising which young people led before there was a commission. I appropriately situate, I think, even the commission in a continuum of youth leadership and uprising that compelled civic leadership to react and to respond. And it's my hope and prayer that there'll be a response this time that is commensurate with the continuing pain of young people that's now being expressed 3 years later.
So what do you perceive as an appropriate response to what's going on right now?
So there is one direct accountable office for the actions of police, and that is the mayor's office in the city of St. Louis. Bringing greater control, oversight, and management over the police is the responsibility of our mayor, and she needs to step up and demonstrate how she's going to get that kind of control. We have a roadmap. The mayor has specifically said that the Ferguson Commission will be our roadmap. Okay, that's great. So let's look at what is going to be her 90-day plan for responding to the specific calls to action that are laid out there that 30 organizations have then amplified even since.
And you mentioned reform and accountability. Are you looking for that primarily in terms of policy, or are you looking at that also in terms of cultural shift?
I say yes. Black people are concerned about prejudices, but they are less concerned about what people think and more concerned about the capacity of people to execute their thoughts on them to subjugate and oppress them. So I say that to say policy would take away the power to subjugate and oppress people. Cultural change takes more time. And so right now, I think we need the policy change so that people can live into the cultural mindset and shifts and change.
A lot of the protests we've seen have an attention to economic disruption lately. Why do you think that's also an important strategy?
Well, I think it's an important strategy because if we paid attention post-Ferguson, one of the things we found in the spring of 2015 was a headline on the top of the Business Journal declaring victory, if you will, saying that the Ferguson protests had not harmed the Convention and Visitors Bureau's capacity to bring conventions to St. Louis. It was an economic metric. So boasting that economic impacts were not had based upon racial conflagrations and economic inequity. So if it is the case that, you know, that the finishing line for the civic community is going to be whether this has economic impact, then the protests have to be responsive to that and say, yes, this does have an economic impact. This is bad for business if this is the language that folks speak.